There are now three deer species in Kerry: our native red deer, the Japanese sika deer and fallow deer. The red deer in Killarney National Park are the last surviving indigenous herd of red deer in Ireland. The Killarney herd has been here since Neolithic times. But as Padraig O'Sullivan, conservation ranger with Killarney National Park, explains, our red deer were at risk of extinction just 50 years ago.
We're very fortunate here in Killarney that we have a herd of native red deer. They've actually a continuous presence and association with County Kerry and we sell it particularly in Muckross Estate, which is now part of Killarney National Park, for the last 4,500 years. And they're actually our largest land mammal. There was great concern about them there in the late 60s, early 70s, because their numbers were dwindling, and at one stage they were less than 100. So it prompted the local people to set up the Kerry Deer Society, and they were pushing for their protection, and they fought a cause, you know, when they thought they were becoming close to extinction. And then the Irish government at the time in 1976 introduced the Wildlife Act, which gave all mammals and birds some protection. And the Kerry native red deer have special protection, which means they have no open shooting season. I mean, you have an open shooting season on the sika and fallow deer, but there's no open shooting season on the red deer in County Kerry. It takes a ministerial order or a Section 42 to actually take a red deer legally. And now it happens on occasions if there's issues with farming, or we say forestry or overpopulation in sites, you know, that can be obtained.
Do we have any idea how big our population of red deer is here in Killarney National Park?
We do in the park to be approximately about 700 deer. Now we'll say there are many more outside the park because we don't have any physical boundaries such. The only boundaries that we would have in the park would be, we'd say, our water masses, which would be the lakes and rivers. Some people say to us on occasions, why don't we build a fence here? Why don't we build a fence there? That wouldn't work because the red deer, they've actually summer, spring and autumn feeding grounds, and they'll move, they migrate, and that's ingrained into their DNA. So we'll say, if you take for argument's sake, some of the deer there that we'd have in Knockrear, they migrate onto Ballydowney, they go across onto Fosso, and they go up into Crock and all those areas. They do that every year, and there's no stopping in that. And if you did put up the fence, they would actually walk the fence until they'd find a break, and believe me, they'll find a weakness. They're our biggest land mammal, and Killarney National Park now, they're our image, you know, between the white-tailed eagle and the red deer. They're our two key species, you know, that people can associate with the place very much. But we also have the Japanese sika deer, which, surprisingly, talk about purity and bloodline. If they were in Japan, they'd be probably in the red data book, because we have one of the purest strains of sika deer outside Japan. Again, these came in as a gift in 1865 from Lord Powerscourt to Lord Kinmare here in Killarney.
You mentioned the sika and the red deer. There's also a third one on its way towards us.
Yes, we have three species in Kerry now. We've also the fallow deer, but we don't have the fallow deer in Killarney National Park. These are the ones that you'd see in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. There, the stags would have the flat or palmated antlers. Now, we were the only county up to about 8 or 10 years ago that didn't have fallow deer. But through the the spread of forestry and woodlands, they've actually expanded slowly but surely. But they're in the county bounds now, and they're moving in. So it's only a matter of time before we'll have the third species here.
However, the growing deer population has created problems in parts of the county, from increased road accidents to damage to farmland and overgrazing in the national park, which damages the regeneration of woodlands.
We're continuously doing research in the park, and in particular our woodlands, our native woodlands, and our other woodlands as well, which we are wet woodlands, and our yew woodland, which is the biggest in the whole of Europe. We'd actually be very concerned about all these woodlands, so they're actually continuously being monitored, and these would be the areas where we concentrate to make sure that the numbers are correct, you know, so there would be a very selective cull taken out in these areas each year. Now, we'd say doing a cull, there's a lot of work goes into it, you know, you go in and you actually get so familiar with the site that you nearly know the animals, and you know what to take out then. And then if there's an overpopulation, you tend to keep the females in check because, you know, the females are the ones that are going to expand the numbers. First of all, what you deal with are the injured animals, and then if there's maybe you take a percentage of all the eight structures. But there's quite a lot of work goes into it, and as I say, it is very selective. What we're doing now as well, we put in exclosures just to give the vegetation a chance to come on, and in some areas we actually plant some of the native trees as well. Like, we have nearly 30,000 oak seedlings in stock as we speak, and these are going to be planted out over the next number of years on some new sites and some existing sites, you know. But I mean, grazing is always going to be an issue because, I mean, it's a very fine balance. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll say how many deer. I know they have sort of structures there through research, like how many deer to per hectare and all that. But sometimes that doesn't always work, you know. And like they love seedlings, you know, this is because they just nibble them and they're full of energy.
Are the Sika a bigger problem in terms of that?
There would be, the Sika deer would be, because they'd be, their numbers would be higher, and I mean, they're more difficult to manage in the sense of counts and all that as well, because as soon as the vegetation grows up now over the next couple of months, you wouldn't think that you're the population of Sika deer because they just disappear. And because they're so small, you know, they can conceal themselves in the high vegetation. And as I say, that if you go out then at night, if you just drive through areas and you say, my God, where did all these come out of? And they're very, very sensitive as well. You know, if they see that they're being pursued, you know, they're a highly intelligent animal. I suppose from a matter of control, then the more recent thing that has come into focus is the actual setting up of the National Deer Forum. And what they have done is they've brought all the stakeholders brought into place, all the expertise around one table. And their preliminary report was just announced there about 3 months ago, and they've set up 12 management units, and we think that we may get two of those in County Kerry. And the way that would function is that wherever there is a serious issue with overpopulation of deer, or maybe a high level of road incidents, car accidents like that, that they would bring in expertise, not in the park, no, outside the park. They would deal with the deer population there.
18 months ago, the government set up the Irish Deer Management Strategy Group to ensure sustainable deer numbers while protecting biodiversity, forestry, agriculture, animal health and road safety. Teddy Cashman is independent chair of the group.
We put together a nationwide survey on people's views in relation to deer, and we had about 1,500 respondents, and it was a wide-ranging group of people from landowners, farmers, urban people, farming organisations, NGOs, hunters, foresters, various people who would have involved in the countryside, and those who hadn't. So it was quite a wide-ranging group of people got back to us in relation to their views on the impacts of deer and what should be done with deer. Now, there was 11 or 12 questions in the survey that was done at the time, and we were able to distill out of that, you know, what people's views were.
What then were the main issues that you kept coming across?
I suppose the main impacts we came across, really, which was kind of surprising, was the biggest one people registered was the whole impact on biodiversity, and the damage being done to biodiversity, and the damage deer do within forestry, to the forest floor, and to the scenarios there. Damage being done to crops and agriculture, damage being done to forestry. I suppose impacts on road accidents would be, you know, in different parts of the country as well. So there's quite a few different things have come up in relation to the impacts of deer, and they were all the ones that were kind of, you know, prominent in the survey.
So as a result of all of that, what have you decided to do now? What are the recommendations?
Well, I suppose, first of all, the outcome from the survey was that, you know, culling of the deer was something that needed to be done, or deer management numbers needed to be reduced. So I suppose the main recommendations, you know, really is the first big thing we need to do is get somebody who's responsible for deer management in Ireland, an overall programme manager. And we went to the minister with our proposals from the process last September or so, and they were government approved in December. So we have approval now for the strategy we're putting forward, which is to initially to get a deer programme manager, and then to fund the local coordinators to set up local deer management units. So to break the country up into smaller areas, deal with it on a local level and a piecemeal level, bit by bit, where it needs to be done. But you need coordination for that, and there needs to be funding for coordinators to put that together. Also, there are some legislative changes that needed to be made, some statutory instruments around the open seasons in relation to deer. They're being addressed at the moment, and they're in train, And some of them will be enacted in the next month or so, and some will be later in the year. But we're looking at any roadblocks or any bottlenecks in the system that we can take out easily. We're doing those first, and there's more long-term things need to be done around the deer management agency and things like that also. But we have kind of 9-month objectives and 2 to 3 year objectives, so that's where we're at currently.
Yeah. So looking down the line to when everything is in place, what changes will we see?
I suppose what we're hoping to do really is, first of all, in the areas where there are is a severe overpopulation of deer, that we'll manage to reduce the deer in those areas to reasonable levels. And the reasonable levels vary depending on what the impacts are having in an area and what's appropriate. If you're talking about the likes of forestry, regenerative forestry needs quite low deer numbers for it to work. If there isn't regenerative forestry into general forestry, it's a different kind of figure you're looking at. So it'll be specific to different areas depending on the impacts you're dealing with in a particular area. But I suppose what we're hoping to get to is a case of where you're doing an annual deer reduction to maintain a population rather than having to do to vastly reduce a population. That would be the aim. But I would see that taking a number of years to get to that space.
It's believed Kerry may get 2 deer management units under the new National Deer Management Strategy.